This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He wants connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck. So you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Steve Rosenbloom. Hello, it's Saturday Suckage. I'm here. Let's find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
Terry Moore!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Lim Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go. I suck.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Legends, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach Levine.
It sucked to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
And they're saying it this year. We're going to suck this year. Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
J.D. Martinez.
They say we suck, we suck. Let's suck. Let's go suck together. Let's go have fun sucking.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Tyler Feringel.
I suck, so you don't have to.
We all do. That's what we do here. That's what Saturday Suckage is all about. We suck, so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. That number also gets you to our text line, 312-644-6700, even before we got on the air. 630 texter Steve, it's a big weekend here in Gainesville, Florida. Boy, are we pumping out today, huh? Time for the Wake and Bake Music Festival. Oh, by the way, UF's basketball team is pretty good. Well, to all that end, 630 texter, there will be a Wake and Bake meeting, if not a music festival, later on, with a headline, a story I never would have imagined. And as far as UF's basketball team, we will be talking with Noisy Huevos, Brad Evans. We'll be talking with him this hour about the tournament, how you can invest in it. I'll tell you other things along the way as we talk about the Bears. And that's where we're starting right now. Bears spent the week, last couple of weeks actually, agreeing to deals with Drew Dahlman, center, Grady Jarrett, defensive tackle, and Dio Odengbo, defensive lineman, and that comes after trading for Joe Tooney and Jonah Jackson. So the Bears addressed the worst things about the team, except maybe ownership. But you do what you can. You got to do what you can. Let Mother Nature do the rest. Ain't no doubt about it. We were doubly blessed. We were barely 17. We were barely dressed. One of the all-time great songs, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, Meatloaf, Mr. Loaf, as it were. Anyways, that's not why you called. Although it could be. Filling out the middle of the offensive line and adding a proven defensive tackle. And boy, was he inspiring. And a guy who might be multiplied by Montez Sweat to the defensive line. The Bears seem to have a worthwhile roster. The Bears, with the neutered Ryan Poles speaking on the team's behalf, said now they don't feel forced to go into the draft and any one position where they hold spots 10, 39, and 41.
This really opens the whole board for us. So we're going to be able to sit back and kind of look and say, what's the best thing to do for the Chicago Bears? And who's the best player that can impact? So we got some tough decisions and a lot of film to watch between now and the draft.
Maybe not so tough. But I want to clarify terms that he's not going to clarify right now. Can impact what? Impact winning this year? They've spent the last week failing to disabuse anybody of irrational expectations. They didn't tell you to tamp down the idea of winning anything. I mean, so impact what? Taking the North and never giving it back? Contending, winning a Super Bowl, impact building death over a lurching attempt to compete with the Eagles. I don't know how he views that when he says, who's the best player that can impact what and where and to what end? Free agency, we need to clarify this, and we can. Free agency is the story you go to when you need to overpave. It's sort of like paying a fine for your crappy drafting and development or the bad purchases the last time you went to the Free Agents R Us store. Same with going to the trade store sometimes when it requires an extension like the one the Bears will have to work out with Joe Tooney. That's why the point of now we're looking at the draft. They've signed another slot or another wide receiver, and there might be other moves like that, but the next big point of focus is the draft. We're looking at the draft. And he doesn't feel compelled to pick any one position. I think the plan's pretty simple. We don't know if Ryan Poles is capable of it, but you draft what you just signed, and here's why. Because you need younger players at those positions, left guard, right guard, defensive tackle. And besides, offensive and defensive linemen always get hurt. The Bears need to fill the system with talent. They need to draft and develop. And to have now one of the happy side effects, one of the paybacks of paying so much for bringing in the likes of Tooney and Dahlman and Jarrett is tremendous learning and teaching opportunities for the guys you're going to draft. Draft what you just signed. Let the guys who you just signed teach as part of the pipeline. Show them how to be pros. Show them how to be NFL players. It has to be, I don't want to say on them, on the players who were just brought in, but you have to ask this question. Who has the Poles administration drafted and developed? Carter Gordon and Braxton Jones are starters from the 2022 draft. Braxton Jones always sounds like a guy in peril, and he does this year. Jaquan Brisker was drafted that year too, but I don't think he's ever going to play again. Okay, so that's three. Darnell Wright from 2023 is a starter. Jervon Dexter, he should have improved. There were spikes there where he looked like he was improving, but really he hasn't. He's a starter by default, not by acclamation, but he's a starter. Tyreek Stevenson, oh God. A man capable of killing a season along with mentally and emotionally weak players who were already there. But Tyreek Stevenson plays enough to be considered a starter. Torrey Taylor's a starter because he's the best damn punter. Roma Dunze is a starter, and of course, Caleb Williams. Seven. Seven starters out of 26 players. Seven starters out of 26 players drafted in 3 years. I don't know how a miss rate of 73% compares to other teams. Maybe it's good. I haven't done the whole study, all the decimal points and mathematical gymnastics. Give me a headache. But maybe that's good. That would mean something. Especially with Ryan Poles going 0 for forever in the third round. And if a 73% miss rate is still good, it can't be good. It can't. The Bears sucked last year. Yeah, it was a lot of bad coaching, but it was bad roster construction. Hello, bad starters. Hello, bad depth. Hello, 10-game losing streak. There are a lot of stupid football decisions made by GMs. Hello, Ryan Pace. Hello, Phil Emery. They never learned. Pace had the chance to learn. He was here way too long. He was the guy who came in, said he believed you should draft a quarterback every year. And then he drafted a quarterback only when he could overpay for the wrong one. He never learned. Phil Emery never had the chance. Such was his detonation of stupid gas throughout Hallis Hall when he was there. But the idea of drafting a quarterback every year, the concept is a good one. Apply it differently with Ryan Poles right here, right now, with these Bears. The more you draft at important positions, that's the concept, the better your chances of developing good starters and good depth become. Something Poles' groups have sucked at on the offensive and defensive lines. I guess I'm left to wonder what Poles has learned. And I suppose he'll show us next month. Maybe the one thing he's learned is to give Ben Johnson all the say. that has to be better than what's gone on before. But if the neutered Ryan Poles has a say in this, I hope he's learned, now that he's addressed his failed offensive and defensive lines, I hope he's learned that he must draft exactly what he signed, because he will never be able to afford to spend like this again. But his successor might. Let me tell you what we got planned for the show. Coming up, as soon as I can find this list of what we have coming up at 11:20, well, actually after this break, Brad Evans, host of BetMGM Tonight, will be talking about tournament investing and talk about their special that's coming up. Let me tell you about that now. That's what we think of this. Tune in tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. on The Score for BetMGM Network's Countdown to Tip-Off. Nick Costos and Brad Evans will react to the brackets right after they're released and give their best bets for the tournament. That's tomorrow night at 6 on The Score and the Odyssey app. Brad will be here shortly after this break, and we will talk about what investments you might make today and tomorrow as tournament conference finals take place and the tournament's upon us, what you might look for in trends, which ways you can invest your money. At noon, we expect to be talking to James Big Cat Williams. With all of the changes on the offensive line, with all of the new guys, how do they become one unit? We'll talk to Big Cat about that. 12:25, Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times will be here. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about Betty White. We need to talk about Betty White when it involves Patrick Finley. And 1 o'clock, Chuck Swirsky will be here. Bulls, Houston, tonight. And we'll talk to Chuck about the team on a 4-game winning streak, which I guess warrants a banner that they're not hanging up any banners anymore. It took them all down. But, and then the Wake and Bake story. Wake and Bake Club meeting with a story of a headline I've never seen. This is Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. I'm Steve Rosenblum. We will talk tournament. We'll talk whatever it was North Carolina did and where they stand now. And boy, wasn't that, if you're a college basketball fan, but a longtime Bulls fan, and you've hated Hubert Davis since Hugh Hollins made that call on Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen never should have been near Hubert Davis and never should have fouled him. And Hubert Davis hit that shot for the Knicks in the Garden. And it was all Hugh Hollins' fault when Scottie Pippen should have stayed away. Hubert Davis's North Carolina Tar Heels, one toke over the line last night, and then they're gone. So there might be some schadenfreude there. And we'll talk the rest of the tournament coming up, the brackets and everything else with Brad Evans, host of BetMGM Tonight. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I love that music. That means you are awash in college basketball and all kinds of endings, and the movie Hoosiers is playing all over the place. The end of Hoosiers, always, always, always. That's what you hope for. Welcome in, welcome back. Saturday, suckage before Selection Sunday. See what I did there? The sibilant Steve Rosenblum here with you. Tomorrow's Selection Sunday. There are title games today in the conferences, title games tomorrow, then the brackets will be revealed, and here's why it's important. We are bringing you Brad Evans. He is joining us on The Score. You can follow him on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. I'm convinced that he set up that Twitter name just so everybody would have so much fun saying Noisy Huevos, and we do have fun saying that. Brad is the host of BetMGM Tonight. And tomorrow there is a special on the BetMGM network. Brad, thanks for joining me today. Tell us about the special tomorrow, and then we'll talk about investment opportunities.
Yeah, right after Selection Sunday, and hola, amigo, to you and yours, and Merry March Madness as well. Selection Sunday is one of the greatest days of the year, and Nick Costos and I are going to be live on BetMGM Network right after the pairings come out, and the Selection Show wraps, breaking everything down from a gambling perspective. Our initial lean sides, totals, may build some same-game parlays, the futures markets. I'm going to give you my gut bracket picks, which usually perform pretty well when I actually apply my brain to the bracket. That's where I fail disastrously every year. But tune in tomorrow evening after the Selection Sunday show on the BetMGM Network. Costos and I are going to have you covered.
Brad Evans is joining me, host of BetMGM Tonight, and he's joining me on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Brad, the most recent, I mean, I wish this had happened in the NCAA tournament instead of the conference tournament, but Duke loses the number one draft choice in college, and North Carolina has one toke over the line, sweet Jesus. And so what did you make of that? What does that do to North Carolina, which seems like it always should have a spot in the tournament?
Yeah, it seems like it with the brand name. And, of course, Michael Jordan, you, James Worthy, Tyler Hansborough, all the people of note that have gone through the doors there in the hallowed halls of the Dean Dome. But Carolina, I think with that lane violation, sayonara, see you later, adios amigo, you're headed to the NIT. You cannot go 1-12 in quadrant one opportunities and have your name called on Selection Sunday. You just can't. I know they're 8-0 against quadrant two competition. They just don't have the marquee wins. And you might say, well, Evans, they played a rigorous non-conference length of schedule. That's true. Number five in the country that taught this. But they're barely inside the top 50 in overall strength of schedule. And the ACC stinks this year. It's number five amongst the power conferences, according to KenPom ratings. So you pull it all together. It's about who you played and who you beat. They satisfied mostly the who you played. They just didn't beat any quality competition. And they got a quadrant three loss on the resume, losing at home to Stanford. So get out of my term in North Carolina. You got no business being in.
Brad Evans is my guest host of BetMGM tonight. So explain, so whiteboard this for people who are going to hear quadrant one, two, and three. You're going to hear that a lot today, tomorrow, especially during the selection show and afterwards and as the week proceeds. So whiteboard that for the audience.
Yeah, it's basically just your quality wins. And what qualifies as a quadrant one, there's this ranking system called the NET. And the NET replaced the old RPI 7 years ago. And essentially, the selection committee utilizes that as a sorting tool of sorts. It's not a be-all, end-all measurement by any stretch of the imagination, but it does apply to what quadrant you qualify for in a matchup any day or night. So a quadrant one, it qualifies as 1 through 30 in the net. If it's a true home game, with these being neutral games, it's 1 through 50. If it's a true road game, it's 1 through 75. You have to rank inside the top 75 for an opponent ranking if you get the win to qualify as a quadrant one win. So those obviously stretch out different parameters for quad two, quad three, quad four. But that is the basic breakdown of that measurement. And it is vital that measurement overall, that metric, in determining whether a team has beef on the bone, so to speak, in terms of the overall resume, or they're rather meatless and heading to the NIT.
So, Brad, is there, with looking at that, quadrants one, two, and three, and we know some of the teams that are in, likely to be in, no matter how the conference championships go today and tomorrow, is there, do you have a sneaky team you're looking at now that actually there might be a futures bet, a future being only 2 days in the future about winning a game, whether you could put that down no matter who the opponent is? Is there a sneaky team you're aware of and following now?
I mean, I'll give you a second team I'm aware of and following now they can actually bet on today. Unfortunately, there's no futures markets really available beyond winning the national title. Those markets will reopen after the pairings come out, probably late tomorrow night there on BetMGM. But right now, a team that if you want some action today that I have fallen head over heels for, how about let's ram it home with Colorado State in the Mountain West Conference, and it's a bid stealing event because they're taking on Boise State. Both these teams are firmly on the bubble. Some bracketologists in the community have Boise State in regardless, but they got some black eyes on the overall resume. I had them as a member of my first four out. So as a result, whoever wins this game, whether it's CSU or Boise, they're going to bounce one of the big boys out of the projected field. I think it's going to be the Xavier Musketeers. I think Texas is going to make it. But if you want some action on that Mountain West final in Viva Las Vegas, I'm going to side with Neek Clifford of Colorado State. A guy's just a bucket. He's getting 25, 30 points a game here over the last five games. This team is number one in the nation in effective field goal percentage offense over the last 30 days. Boise may kill him on the glass, but I think CSU is just so sopping wet right now offensively. They're such a juggernaut. I don't think they're going to be stopped. So I think Colorado State, Nico Medved, maybe your new Minnesota Golden Gophers coach. Rumors are flying about that. With Ben Johnson out, I think they're going to cut down the nets in Vegas and march on the NCAA tournament.
Wow, that was a lot. Brad Evans is my guest here, host of BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network. A question about the number one team, Duke, without Cooper Flagg. Where do you put whatever might have been your Duke money, and do you trust the doctors? Do you trust them, or does the first week or the first game not matter as much as maybe the second or anything after that?
Yeah, look, here's the good news of Cooper Flagg. He was not immobilized when he came back onto the floor. You know, he had that wheelchair moment. I thought for a fleeting second he was going to pull a Paul Pierce, quite frankly, and return to the action. But his foot was not in a walking boot. It wasn't hindered really in any way. It looked visibly swollen, and it really wasn't heavily taped. So he was walking on his own power. I think he's going to be back, not today, obviously,
for the ACC final. But I think ultimately he is a guy that you may see in the round of 32. There's no reason to trot him out there for the opening round matchup. Duke's going to be a certifiable one seed. They're likely going to get one of the first four members, whatever 16 seed that is. You know, maybe it's like a Jackson State or St. Francis, one of those little guys, and they're going to trounce him regardless. They have way too much talent on this roster. So I think he will be back for the round of 32. Now, obviously, I don't have a medical degree. I don't really know. We'll have to play it by ear. We'll see what John Shire says these next few days. But if the market adjusts at all, and it really hasn't budged an inch on the overall juice, I think they're still plus 375 to cut down the nets in San Antonio. I think Duke is still very much in that conversation to reach the Final Four, very much still in the conversation to possibly hoist the hardware in the end in early April. So, yeah, don't count him out. Cooper Flagg is going to be back in short order, and I think he's going to play uninhibited or inhibited really at all.
Let's step back from some specifics and take a 30,000-foot aerial photo of looking at the tournament, week one, and as it proceeds. Are there certain rules you've, or trends, or ways that you've invested your money that have proven whether they've evolved or they've always held true on certain teams, if not specific teams, but certain? Everybody loves the 5-12, then it became the 4-13, and things like that. But are there certain trends people could look for when they make up their make out their brackets and invest real money?
Let's talk about the 5-12 trend, because 12 seeds since the expansion of the NCAA tournament in 1985, expanding out to 64 and now 68, those 12 seeds in the opening round matchup had defeated a 5 35% of the time. And the way it's shaping up right now, we're going to find out here in short order today if UC San Diego punches its ticket in the Big West. This is a pretty formidable group of number 12 seeds. Currently on my bracket big board, which you can find for free. I'm updating it every single second, it seems like, this time of year. My NCAA tournament projection on thegamingjuice.com. It's free to check it out. I have this batch of number 12s. UC San Diego, and we'll find out if they get in today. Drake already punched their ticket. Ben McCollum's team is downright lethal and dangerous out of the Valley. McNeese, with Will Wade at the helm there, very going to be a trendy upset team, projected as also a number 12 seed. And Liberty, if they get the victory today in the Conference USA final, they're rather formidable as well. I think right now, if that batch holds true of 12 seeds, I think you're going to see not one, but a couple of them advance into the round of 32. The projected fives I have in order right now: Michigan, Oregon, Purdue, Ole Miss. Every single one of those teams has a visible wart or two that those 12 seeds could take advantage of. And I'll even go a step further. I think UC San Diego, if they get the auto bid day out west, they're not going to win one. They're going to win two games in this NCAA tournament.
Wait, you just gave us the five seeds, three of them for the Big Ten? Is that what I got?
Yeah, Michigan, Oregon, and Purdue. That's correct.
Wow. Sucks to be the Big Ten. Look at that. That's awful. And that would be such a Matt Painter story, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
So let me ask you about coaches. If you're if you're doing this, you're handicapping this, whether you're circling names in brackets or whether you're putting down money, is there a tier of coaches that you'd put your money on or stay away from? How do you look at coaches in this tournament?
Yeah, I think you've got to value them in some way, shape, or form. Everything you got to take on a game-in, game-out basis, really. It's all matchup-dependent game. It's all about draw, right, when you're filling out your brackets or making your bet. But Fascismo Izzo, right? Tom Izzo is a guy you always got to back in March, and Michigan State's peaking at the right time. And here's the one quality development they've had. They're actually hitting threes, Rosen Bloom. That's amazing to me. They were shooting like 28% for a large chunk of the season from outside the arc. All Michigan State's got to shoot is like 33-34%, which is right around the D1 average. And given their defense, their rebounding chops, they're a team that could easily blaze a trail to San Antonio. And I'm not going to fade Rick Pitino Rick Pitino, in my mind, and, you know, God bless Tom Izzo very much in the conversation, but Pitino, in my mind, A, is the best dressed coach that is out there, and B, I think he is the greatest basketball mastermind alive on the planet. Period. End of story. He punches the right buttons. He schematics beautifully, game in and game out. He's got the perfect roster construct. And what I like about this St. John's team, they're like a faster version of the Houston Cougars. They just pop in the mouth and they get set there in the half court defensively. They grab a lot of second and third chance opportunities. Ejiofor, Zubi had over 30 points yesterday. I mean, they can beat you in a variety of ways. They may not blow you out necessarily, but they find a way to win. Why? The brilliance of Rick Pitino. I have a St. John's as the lowest number two seed on my bracket. Big board, I think it's where they're going to have their name called tomorrow evening.
All right, one last thing, and it's not necessarily your bailiwick, but we had a question from a member of the legendary Saturday Suckage starting lineup, and the roll call, Julie Swyka, a Northwestern fan, a Northwestern alum, and she fears Chris Collins going to Nova. What do you think of Chris Collins' rumors? I mean, I know you're not necessarily reporting news, but anything to that or where Chris Collins might go?
Yeah, look, he was being bandied about from the Indiana job behind the scenes. I can tell you that. And it's looking like Ben McCollum from Drake is actually going to get that gig. That was first reported by Jeff Goodman at the Field of 68. Chris Collins is a hell of an X's and O's coach, and you give him a ton of resources, and he's a guy that, you know, that can do the most with what is presented in front of him. He's had a heck of a run there, Welsh Ryan and Evanston, and, you know, there could be some truth to that rumor about Villanova. No guarantees on all of it. Obviously, the rumor mill is spinning about uncontrollably this time of year, but a lot of these rumors really get stoked during the Final Four, where everybody in the game is on location. So my suggestion would be fly to San Antonio, and you're probably bound to find out.
Well, the idea of a name Collins in the Philadelphia area still probably resounds, and I think that's an interesting connection.
Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. So that connective tissue could be the stepping stone in maybe wresting him away from the north side of Chicagoland area.
Brad, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the knowledge, the information, the energy. He's Brad Evans, BetMGM tonight. And they'll have a special. So you and Costos are going to break it down and tear it up and shred the whole thing and make everyone rich, right? Tomorrow?
Or more penniless, however you want to look at it. As I always say, fade or follow, that is up to you. Selection Sunday is nearly here. It's the greatest day of the year for yours truly, and merry March Madness to the masses that are out there. There's nothing better than this month.
Thanks, Brad. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
That's Brad Evans. And again, reiterate, 6 to 8 tomorrow on the Score for the BetMGM Network's Countdown to Tip-Off. You can get that on the Score on the Odyssey app as well. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, Jonah Jackson made a statement, and I went to look this up and run it down, and I went down a deep, dark rabbit hole. And I guess Ben Johnson's a light at the end of this rabbit hole, and it may take some of the same gummies that Julie Swyka is going to need if Chris Collins leaves Northwestern. But we're going to get out of this rabbit hole. But I have to take you down this trip with me through the looking glass, the Jonah Jackson looking glass, new Bears right guard. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Just getting us ready for the Wake and Bake Club meeting in the 1 o'clock hour. Like jelly bread. Welcome in, welcome back. Saturday Suckage. Wake and Bake Club will have a meeting, as I said. Top of the hour, we hope to speak to James Big Cat Williams. Bears a hell of a lot on the offensive line. And Big Cat, former defensive tackle. Defensive end, actually. Turned around, made a offensive tackle. He was a right tackle. And there's a lot going on there we need to discuss with him. He'll be terrific. 12:25, Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times will be here. We will talk more Bears and Betty White, as one does. And I've determined that Catherine O'Hara is Canada's Betty White. She's just that good. She's that irreplaceable. She's that priceless. And at 1 o'clock, Chuck Swirsky, voice of the Bulls, will be here. We'll be here to talk stuff. Jonah Jackson signed with the Bears. He was traded to the Bears. Joe Tooney was traded to the Bears. So you got your left guard, right guard. Jonah Jackson's moving to right guard. And they both, he would have preferred to play left guard. He was used to it. And so reporters asked him about it. And afterwards he said, my first start in the NFL was actually at right guard against the Chicago Bears. I think I'll do just fine. Okay. So I had to go research that. Indeed, Jackson started for the Lions. Ben Johnson was there. Jackson started for the Lions in the 2020 opener, a game the Bears won 27-23 in the Dome. Wow, look at that. And so I kept reading. Well, what happened there? How did that happen? Because we're not used to seeing the Bears win division games around here right recently, right? And it's a recency bias, and so there they were in 2020 winning an opener in Detroit. Mitch Trubisky threw three TD passes in the fourth quarter, ladies and gentlemen, no lie. Jimmy Graham, Javon Wims, and Anthony Miller. Now, that was against a Lions team coached by Matt Patricia. So we're still waiting to find out if that actually counts. That was the year, 2020, when the Bears won first three games. The third of which, further research confirms, came against Grady Jarrett's Falcons. This is like an Escher drawing. It just keeps turning back on itself. That was a 30-26 win. That was the game in which Mitch Trubisky stunk. Well, I should say that was one of the games in which Mitch Trubisky stunk. And then Nick Foles comes in, and he throws three TDs in the fourth quarter. Here's a trend. Three TDs in the fourth quarter for the second time in 3 weeks. Grady Jarrett had a sack. Two quarterback hits in that game. So Matt Nagy was at the helm of that team. And wow, look at that. Like all the quarterbacks throw three TD passes in the fourth quarter, and they're 3-0. Matt Nagy's Bears are 3-0 in 2020. And look, they're 5-1. And then they lost 6 in a row and 7 of their last 10. And the Bears' geniuses, Ted Phillips and George McCaskey, proceeded to kill the word collaborate in all variations. Because Nagy and Pace were going to stick around and keep their jobs inexplicably because they were going to collaborate more, and collaboration was going to make them a winner. And so George and Ted collaborated to waste draft capital on Justin Fields and collaborated to start Andy Dalton, and Ryan and Matt collaborated to utterly fail to protect Justin Fields in his debut, or really ever. And Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy collaborated on their way to a 6-11 season and collaborated on an Uber to O'Hare when they were canned at the end of that year. I brought that up because I wanted to take you down the rabbit hole I went down, going, God, how much does this suck? Jonah Jackson, he played right guard. Okay, that's good. He did it against the Bears. Oh, okay. See, how did they go? Oh. And the Bears, three TD passes. And like it all looked really good. And then you found out how fast this can turn. And it was Nick Foles in another life. He threw three TD passes against Atlanta, and then the whole, that's when you, yeah, Mitch Trubisky was done. That was it. It was all over. And the part about Nick Foles, which again, like an Escher drawing with the Bears now, turns back on itself. One of the many things Ben Johnson said this week, and God, he just sounds professional. There's not a stupid high school acronym there. It's simply, get ready. We're not going to be comfortable. We're going to fail, and that's okay. That's how we're going to learn. And I love that. It's just such common sense that is uncommon at Hallis Hall.
It shouldn't be easy. This should be hard. You know, the spring should be hard. Training camp should be hard. Anything worth doing is hard. So it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. In particular, year one, we should not be comfortable as we're coming into the springtime. We're going to load these guys up. We're going to see what they can handle. We're going to fail. And that's okay. That's part of how you learn and how you grow and you get better. And so we're going to encourage that as a coaching staff. So nothing about this is about making it easier. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay, it's going to be fun failing. It's going to be fun having pressure. It's going to be fun having it made difficulty. You know, we told Caleb Williams and the rest of the coterie who was there for his introductory press conference, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And it all makes sense. But one of the things about Nick Foles that came across this week, what did Ben Johnson say? What did Ryan Pohl say? What did some of the players who brought in say? And I'll discuss this with Big Cat when we get to him at noon. And one of the things that makes such sense is Ben Johnson said, we're going to throw everything we can at these guys, meaning the offensive line and a quarterback. We're going to find out how intelligent Caleb Williams is, how much he can learn. That's one of the byproducts of what's going on here. Ben Johnson had said earlier, we're going to watch the game together. He's going to see the game through my eyes so we can understand each other. And we're going to find out what Caleb Williams can handle. Ben Johnson's not saying you have to memorize this game plan, this offense, this blueprint, this playbook. The playbook probably isn't even done. If Ben Johnson is to be believed, and there's every reason to believe him, he's going to tailor this around his guys. And one of the things he said that gives you reason to believe that is he said, we're going to try all manner of blocking. And if we find our guys can block a particular play, block a particular way well, that's what we're going to stick with. And that was treated like a revelation around here, right? Wasn't it? Oh, my God. What could be more basic? In every sport, you do something where you're beating a guy. You keep doing it. You do it until they stop you. Basketball, that's the way it is. It couldn't be more profound in basketball. We're going to keep doing this. Keep running the pick and roll, and we're going to get this guy in the pick and the roll, and prove to us you can stop it, because we're not gonna until you can. And it seemed so intractable. Matt Nagy was the worst of it. He gripped his scheme. His scheme called for, well, we're not going to protect Justin Fields against a dominating defensive line. And there they were dribbling Justin Fields' head on the field because Matt Nagy was intractable. The opposite of what we've heard from Ben Johnson and what we've seen. And so they're going to, and this goes back to Nick Foles, just referenced with his three fourth quarter touchdowns against Grady Jarrett's Falcons in 2020. You saw that there was a video of him on the sidelines as the Bears were getting killed again. And he was mouthing the words, we can't block this. Well, why is he the only one to know this? Why didn't somebody do something about it? Now, taking you down the Jonah Jackson rabbit hole and going through all that awfulness, the light at the top. We're climbing back up through the rabbit hole, and the sunlight is Ben Johnson. We're going to do what we do best, and we're not going to do stupid things simply because I'm beholden to my scheme. It's beautiful. We'll take a break. Changes in the offensive line mean we should talk to an offensive lineman. We're going to talk to James Big Cat Williams after this. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I do have a message here for the players. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. The bar has been set higher than it's ever been set before.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.